Let's hope.
Let's hope. Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it to it. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. What the hell?
Gotta press the button, dude.
You know what I did? I had everything set up, but I didn't do this. Is that it? That's it, right? Watch, here we go.
Who's the best show here?
Tech Show!
Who's the best show here?
Tech Show!
Yeah, that's the best one yet.
I am short.
Pizza, pizza.
Big O! Showtime!
That's how I got hired at Chippendales.
When you were making egg foo young in the kitchen, I was in the dining room having sushi.
It's a little thing tech show, and that's a fact. If you don't like the cast, you can speed up your ways. Ain't no funny duddies, that a little get bad. For the show length, go direct to DLNGS.org. And ICChallengeAnalytics.net. Bound tech show. Just sit right there, cause the cast is just about to begin.
Welcome to the Linux Link Tech Show. On the show tonight, oh, it's 1042 of the Linux Link Tech Show. On the show tonight, we have Joel.
Good evening.
We have Joe. Well, he was there.
Maybe.
There he is. Joe?
What the heck is going on? Why is my mic only working half the time?
We're using I'm Joel's here. Microphone?
Hold on. I switched mics, so I might have to adjust the sensitivity.
No problem.
You sound good.
And we also have Dynamic Dave.
Hello.
All right. Well, the Dependabot butt stuff was working so well. It was working too well. Go.
There
what?
You go again.
Dependabotamus.
Did you look up Dependabotamus?
Yeah, I did look up Dependabotamus. And I keep forgetting what it is. Yeah, I looked that up. Dependopotamus is a service member's partner who behaves in a parasitic manner, especially by taking advantage of their partner status to demand beneficial treatment.
Yes.
There we go. Maybe this is what happened.
Dependent
there.
And hippopotamus.
Yes. So it all comes
rather
back
large.
To that. Yes. Well, that we went big, and it was too big for some people. They wanted to move it from weekly to monthly because it was opening too many tickets. Whoa! Are we playing a 2600 over there? Because that's what it sounded like. Some of those games. Anyway. Woo! The sad news was this week, our engineering department, which I'm part of, 35% of the workforce laid off.
Oh, wow. Man.
Yeah.
That sucks.
It does. It does. We lost, so we had a nine-member team, and we were losing three people, so now we're down to six. It has really kind of wrecked the morale, and, you know, it's like, It's like it sucks because I always feel bad because I don't know what to say to the people other than that get laid off other than to be there for them because it stinks. It's like, what can you say?
Yep.
You know, it really stinks.
Well, you survive,
anything
so
you
good.
Say is going to sound like better you than me.
Yeah.
Well, I hope I mean, this sucks, man. That's the thing, but. It does stink, and, you know, they have, they have 2 months, and then they're going to get severance, so it's not like they were gone, like, immediately, so, and, anyway, so there's that, two things to catch up from, discussions of last week, first off, Dave.
Uh huh.
I got those. What is it? Green shoe or what? What are they called?
Oh, Superfeet Green.
Superfeet Green. I got those. They arrived Monday, which is the is the day I usually go running, so I didn't try them running yet. I put them in, and they feel pretty good, so we'll see how they do. I look forward to it. That'll be hopefully Friday, weather permitting. Secondly, I have to say, I switched to using Podcast Addict. Is that it?
Yeah.
Podcast Addict. I guess that's it. It's just.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to assume that's it right there. I wish I knew, like, frickin'. And it's been a far better experience than I expected. That my main concern was it would just be too problematic with notifications or whatever coming through. And the only time it was a problem was when one of my daughters got a wild hair up their ass and they were texting mm-hmm. back and forth in the group messaging, and it just kept interrupting. Now, it does. What I like right. about it is that when something does note, when you get an audio notification or whatever, even a phone call, it pauses.
Yes.
Instead of just like continuing to play, which, you know, I'm like, oh, that's great. That works great. It's been working out pretty good. I'm enjoying it. I don't have to worry too much about the situation in the car with the audio jack, the headphone jack not working properly, like it did on the MP3 player I had, which I lost, mm-hmm. and it's nice that I could hook it up Bluetooth-wise easily, which is already done in the Kia. So I'm very satisfied with it so far. The only downside is it does consume a little more battery, which is, right. You know, it's not
Yeah, but that bad. When are you not near a charger?
Yeah, exactly. Well,
now, the problem is I have issues charging this thing. I found out that when if I charge it when I'm sitting at my work desk and I just put it in.
You still have that crappy issue with your charger. Yeah.
That's where I found that it works the best. I mean, when I had it up in my bed, next to my bed, the outlet was flaky and the charging cable kept sliding out and not connecting fully in there. It was a pain in the butt, but having it up at my desk, you know, I don't have a lot of those issues, and it's easier to make sure that the cable stays in and I can have it tilted a little bit enough to provide enough of that pressure under that it stays in there. So it's been working out pretty well. It hasn't been that big of an issue, but I noticed that if I'm not careful, I could end up in the morning when I do my workouts, running out of battery, running out of charge in the middle of my workout, that it gets down low right. enough. So that's the only thing. It works great. And now, you know, I'm satisfied. And sure enough, I'm into this now for almost a week, and I find my MP3 player. Oddly enough, the weird thing about my MP3 player is I found it right next to my work laptop, which I'm like, how is it there? So I don't know. We're doing well there.
Before yep. we leave podcast clients, I mentioned last week that I've not listened to a podcast. I don't know how long, and I think the longer we talked about it, I said something about I'm gonna be installing a podcast client, and because I'm not mobile, I'm at home most days. I installed a TUI app, a terminal user interface app, called Castro, and it's pretty good. I like it. I mean, if you're sitting at a laptop or you have access to a Bluetooth speaker in the house, it's really good. I like it a lot.
Castro? Oh,
E-R-O. Yeah.
E-R-O?
I think it's E-R-O. Or
is it, no, is it Castro?
No, it's Castro. Yeah, Castero. It's in the A-U-R. But I think I don't know if I installed the Castro git or Castro. I can't remember. I tell you.
Oh, there it is. Okay, it it's one of those applications that just has a GitHub page, right?
Yeah.
That's all. Oh, that looks nice. Oh, is it? Is, what is TUI? Is that
Terminal User Interface?
Oh, Terminal User Interface.
Yeah.
Is it using? Is it what?
I've been using Termius myself.
What's it using for?
It's all Python. I don't know. There's no incurses.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. That's what I couldn't think of. Is it in curses, but it's, no, you know, it's just Python? No, I don't think it is.
Yeah.
I like that layout. That's,
yeah, I do too. It's got five different layouts. So, I mean, you can, if you don't like that one, there's four more. And you can, you know, you can queue them all up and you can play them and then stream them or you can download them. Either one. So it works real good.
You should put an issue on their repository that they're not showing the Linux Link Tech Show on their feed. What's going on there?
Yeah.
You tell
them. I should send them a screenshot because that's one of the ones I subscribed to.
Oh, look at that. That's pretty cool. I like, and, you know what, that's cool. It just requires, what, SQLite, which I think is installed by most everything.
Wait a minute. Yeah, I installed the Castro-Git because I think the regular Castro version had some issues or something. But,
Excellent. What were you listening to this week, Dave?
GNU World Order.
Whoa! Klaatu will be happy. What package was he talking about this week?
I can't remember. I listened to the first one and the last one, and I can't really remember. But I was just amazed there were over 500 of them.
Oh, you listened to episode 1 and episode 500?
Parts. I didn't listen to the whole thing. I was really testing the client more than anything.
I do. I like his stuff. I like GNU World Order. I listen to that. I'm pretty faithful listening to that. I just wish he would come back from New Zealand, but I don't think he ever will.
Yeah.
Beautiful country.
If you need a podcast client for a terminal, it's a good one.
Castro, C-A-S-T-R-O.
And I don't think it'll sync to a device or anything like that. You'd have to like store them someplace and have it as a network share or something. But.
Or copy them over yourself from wherever.
Yeah, it'd be manual.
Yeah, it looks more like it would be, it's not like Pod,
right?
Bash Podder, where it's just merely downloading them into a directory. It's more or less
a player. Yeah, you can see the feed, the episode, the description.
Now, does it download?
You can queue them up.
Does it download all, like, everything in the feed, or does it just download on demand?
It streams. It doesn't download anything unless you tell it to. Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. That's cool.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Think that'll work on my Android phone? Oh, that would look terrible.
It probably would.
It would work, but it would be so hard to read.
Yeah, it would. That.
It would be nice on a tablet.
But one of the layouts, if I remember right, is it will mix all your feeds together and play them in chronological order.
Oh. Well, that's nice.
Yeah, I thought so too.
You know where it would work great? On the Jide, probably.
Yeah.
Dan and I miss the Jides.
Well,
I'm gonna say I got Bash Potter to work on the old AIX box that my old work used to have. So I know it works there, but you know, of course, that's just downloads them. That doesn't play them. Link. Add playing to it too. There you go.
But do you know what? There's so many different varieties of Bash Potter. I'm sure one of them has it. Like I have my version of Bash Potter, and I still use it. I use it primarily for testing the show now. I mean, prior to testing, I was using it for pulling down all my show, my feeds, and transferring the stuff over to my MP3 player.
Now, see, here's one of the things I'm struggling with here is, when I'm on a hike, do I want to listen to music or a podcast? And I'm kind of indifferent on a hike. I don't know. Sometimes I don't want to listen to anything at all when I'm not on a hike. But we'll see. And I'm debating getting – I have some of those bone conduction headphones, Bluetooth ones. The ones I have are what I use for my Zoom calls for work. It's open Shox OpenCom version 2, I think.
How's the volume on those? I mean, can other people hear what you're listening to? I wouldn't think
so. That is a good question. I don't know because I'm always upstairs when I'm using them.
But the volume's loud enough for you?
Oh, yeah, it's fine for me. Okay. Yeah.
Well, bone conduction?
Yeah.
Well, those things get pretty darn loud. But yeah, that was always my concern that my ears were acting like a speaker.
Right. Yeah, that's the only other weird thing with those is if you don't like the vibration on because it does kind of you do kind of feel the vibration against the side of your head. It's not unpleasant, you know.
Dave, just don't put them in your pocket.
Right. Because I'm thinking about that for when I'm on my hike, so that I can listen to something, but still be able to hear my fellow hikers that on the trail. So we'll see.
Telling you to get the hell out of the way.
Right. One thing I do need to do is I need to get good shoes for that because I tried to have a pair of hikers, but they're waterproof and they're also exact size. So my feet within the first mile started to
sweat.
Not hurt, but sweat for sure because they're waterproof. And because, you know, they were swimming in sweat, you know. But, you know, I didn't get wet feet from the mud and stuff because there was tons of mud on that trail. But, so I'm probably going to get some, they have the Ultra Lone Peak 7s on sale on Amazon for like $90. I might get those. And I might get them insoles too, man.
You know what? To go back to your original question, what's great is you don't have to choose between podcasts and music. You can have both.
That's true.
It's just which one do you want to listen to at that time?
Right.
And you got two ears?
Yeah.
You got a 20-mile hike, too, so eventually you can listen to all kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But... Well, music, what I use for music, I use YouTube Music for music. The nice thing is you can download stuff in there, so I don't have to worry about not having internet on the trail. So if I wanted to do that, I may switch for the hike. I may also switch into, I have a OtterBox Defender case. I may switch it into that just in case, you know. Or I also want to see if I can't get a holder for my backpack strap so I can stick the phone in that. I've got the...
Why not 3D print one?
I don't know if that would work. There are straps built into the backpack strap. And when I got this is a backpack I got a long time ago for a review, and it came with a phone thing, but it was for a ye old flip phone. That's all.
You can on Thingiverse, you can find Mole connectors.
Okay, I'll have to look. And that might actually work because it's not Mole, but it is similar. So that still might work, but. I'll have to look at that and see if there's something in there.
Actually, as long as you're not, you know, trying to walk in Texas, it should do just fine.
Right. Actually, I have to think. My OtterBox might have a belt clip on it already, so I may not need anything like that. I can probably just use a belt clip. But, anywho, just something so that I can have it closer to my ear or... just more convenient when I'm on the hike, but I do need to get the shoes for sure. I want to get those, and I'm gonna get some trekking poles and socks. I want good hiking socks.
So you get those insoles, the green ones?
I probably will actually, because the one thing I noticed too. Is like the right side of my foot was feeling pretty good. Well, not feeling good, I should say. It's not hurting. It's just kind of aching, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
So I might have a little bit of the same problem Dave has. So we'll see.
Old I may feet try syndrome. Those.
Well, there's that too. You know, I know that I'm gonna go whatever I get shoe wise. I normally would wear like a 10, but I'm gonna get 10.5.
For the insole.
For the insole, and so that I have a better time with the toe box. But
you said you use YouTube Music.
Yes.
Dan, do you use YouTube Music too? Do I remember that right?
Yes. That's what I had a lot of on. What was it? Google Music or whatever.
Yeah.
And that's what they made it easy to transition.
Move to right.
Yeah. So yep. Yeah. What about you, Joe?
New pipe.
Okay. I've got, I guess, my eggs in the YouTube Music basket, right? Because I had a bunch of songs and I uploaded them to the cloud, and then, you know, that when it was Google Music, then it went to YouTube Music, and they're still there. I have copies here too. Yep. And I got Plex Amp. I can play them from there. But
yep.
I've got Spotify Indie for some reason. I don't know why.
I got a free Spotify account, but that's all I got. Well, it's actually I use Spotify when I upload my podcast for the Retro Arcade Show. But
I mean, do y'all have an opinion on Spotify versus YouTube Music? Which one do you think's best? Or
I think that neither one really provide enough to the actual artists,
right?
So,
and,
I don't know,
right.
And selfishly, I that's not what I'm looking for. I mean, I'm almost thinking about just dumping all of them, and you know,
right,
doing that other thing
but I do enjoy YouTube Music. I've been on it for years. I mean,
right,
this for a long, long time. I mean, I was grandfathered in at one time on the price, but
right. You see, I'm in there because I do, and I will continue to pay for YouTube Premium because I watch a lot of YouTube. So that just comes with it, so it's not a big deal.
Yeah, I get that for YouTube TV, so I mean.
Yeah. Let me see. I think I also have
Wait, hold on a second. Dave, are you talking about from the perspective of like, streaming music you don't own?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I don't do that.
But, so you have YouTube Music and you don't listen to stuff you don't own.
Don't you have to pay like there's like a subscription fee for that or something?
Yeah. I pay a monthly fee.
Right.
Right, so you're not getting the ads and you're able to turn off your screen, but you can still listen to music on YouTube as long as you're willing to deal with ads and having your screen
YouTube Music is a separate app, but
for me, you have to pay for it if you want that.
Correct.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, the premium music service. I'm using YouTube Music and I pay for it. Part of me wants, I've been looking at Spotify for, you know, off and on for years and haven't pulled the trigger on switching.
So back in the day, I would say that there was more of a use case for Spotify when they had more stuff built specifically for cars and phones weren't all that popular to be using cars in that way.
Right.
But times have changed.
The main reason I'm leaning towards Spotify at all is YouTube Music. They using third-party apps, like, you know, a terminal app to play YouTube Music is very hard to do. Spotify, that's not the case.
No,
it's harder than Spotify.
Right. See, I wouldn't want to play music in a terminal.
Oh, I do.
That's what I have a browser.
Yeah, what's that one player that's dedicated to the terminal? And I know that there was one specifically for YouTube. I know I've used it in the past.
Yeah,
there was
it's broke now, I think. But Mopedy.
There's one for Pandora.
MPD.
Mopedy. Yeah, Mopedy.
Yeah. Mopedy. I think that's broke now because I was using that.
And okay.
They did something when they went to YouTube Music from Google Music that sort of broke it, or it's It's a bigger hoop to jump through.
Man, you don't think they did that on purpose, did you?
I know exactly why they, yeah, they did it on purpose.
Now, oh. I have one other music service site. Well, I don't pay for it. I get it as a benefit of my cell phone plan. Apple Music. I have Apple Music.
I've got Amazon Music, and I don't use it. I've got, you know...
Well,
I used to. Apple Music. She doesn't use it.
I used to use Mopity because I was in some low bandwidth places, and it just, you right. know, I wasn't trying to get around anything any more than usual. But, you know, that just lower bandwidth. I didn't need the video. I just needed the audio.
Yeah. I love terminal audio players because, I mean, I'm at home a lot. And I just
right.
I don't have to worry about a browser and getting off the cab I'm on to navigate. I just run an internal.
I had got to review this streaming device. It streamed Pandora and would also do iHeart radio stations too. And I used to have it in the old house. I had it on in the kitchen on Wi-Fi all the time using it. And then it just died, and nobody makes anything similar. I think the closest is Logitech has something similar to that.
What, an internet radio?
Yeah, basically, that's what it was. I'm trying to remember the name.
You can use Raspberry Pi to make your own, and from what I remember, you have extra Raspberry Pis.
Yeah. I use Pi Radio, PY Radio. I love it. It's terminal.
Yeah.
And there's a radio station that, you know, if you find a radio, well, this is my use case. I rebroadcast to my Icecast server on an unadvertised channel so I can listen to it in the car, you know, a particular radio station that, you know, doesn't have an app and doesn't have commercials. And
now, see what I do. I have a plethora of the Google Home Minis and one Home Hub downstairs, and I can stream from my phone to any of those. Or all of them, I think. I think I can still do all of them. I know that they were going to take that feature away because Sonos was being, I want to say it, they were being a dickhead. So, because they said that violates their copyright. Or
is somebody playing Atari?
Sounds like it. No.
Oh, I think you hear my, I was mucking around with some stuff.
Yeah, Apple Music works fine on Android, so I've used it there. I don't use it a lot, but I don't pay for it either. Just part of my cell phone plan. I'm like, if they're gonna give me that as a benefit. Fine, I'll take it.
I spent my bonus.
Oh.
Very exciting bonus. I got two things. I got a present for myself, and I got one for my wife.
What'd you get?
Jackie got a Nintendo Switch,
nice.
The OLED, and she really likes it because she's playing all the Batman games on it. Right the second, but she has been for the past couple of days. And then
like Arkham Asylum.
The Arkham trilogy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I got a Steam Deck.
Nice.
The 512. The 512, but not the OLED.
How you like it?
You know. I am enjoying it. I do drop down to the Arch every now and again and get some things done there. But for the gaming, it's good for some games. But, like, you know, I've just used a keyboard and mouse way too much on Borderlands 2 to enjoy it on the Steam Deck with the controller. It just feels so imprecise when you're trying to snipe something, when you're trying to aim at things. So... I was playing it docked for a little while on Borderlands 2, and I do like how the screens load up a whole lot faster on that than they do on my gaming laptop, which is a little bit older now. So it's good. I'm enjoying it. Hopefully I keep enjoying it. I also have played some older games on it just to try them out. I had to do a lot of reconfiguring to get Grand Theft Auto Vice City to play on it. And then
from the Steam app.
Yeah, yeah. I had to just do some remapping to get the right side to work so I could look around, and then adjusting the speeds and then still being able to do all the other functions. And let's see. Other than that, I also have been... I got Shadowrun on there. And that actually works pretty well with RetroArch. I tried to do that from the desktop, but then it would not map some of the keys correctly, because like some of the keys, some of the controllers were mapped like Escape, and so it's a little difficult to, you know, A, B, and C when one of those buttons is Escape and you can't really remap it. So
see, that's the thing I hate about any of the emulation.
RetroArch is also available on Steam itself, as are the different emulators, and that has the keys mapped in a much better way, and I'm able to remap them in such a way that it's actually usable.
Okay, I got a question. The Arch part, that's an immutable file system. So I mean, does it have like removable storage? Can you load ROMs?
You can. You can actually install games from their store on it. I haven't tried going down to the command line and doing it. And then I was also able to put a ROM onto the desktop, you know, one that I own. I was able to move that onto the desktop and play it from there.
Okay.
So, nice. And I've restarted a couple times, and I haven't noticed it go away. But if it does, then I can always put a micro SD card in there, and it'll be there.
Yep. Cool.
I can put it on that. So.
Yep.
How much was it if I made
about it was $350.
Okay. You think your money was
and it's
spent?
Used.
Okay.
I'm still debating that. I had a bit of buyer's remorse after Borderlands 2 wouldn't play the way that I wanted it to. Or I couldn't play Borderlands 2 the way that I wanted to, but and it's a little hit or miss on the games that do work that I own, because I am going to try and join my wife and play some of the Arkham trilogy, which I have on Steam. Like even the ones that they say don't work or has issues, you can sometimes work around those issues. So for now, I'm happy with it, but. From what I see, I can turn around and sell it on Facebook Marketplace for as much as I paid for it, or close to that, and be good.
Yeah. See, I've been thinking between that and the Asus Republic of Gamers, the Ally, that looks nice. As does the Lenovo one, too.
Yeah, the ROG looks nice. The what is that other company? Avenir.
Oh, I know who you're talking. Yeah. Ed of Prime was looking at those the other day.
Even 1GX has some that look really good, and those are powerful, and they're at least as powerful as the Steam Deck. The problem is that, you know, they cost a lot more than the Steam Deck.
Well, they can, yeah. See, that's the funniest thing.
Talking about that 99-inch TV we saw.
Oh, Jackie wants me to tell you about this 99-inch TV we saw at Micro Center. It was $5,000, but she wanted. We were thinking about getting it just to piss off her dad, because he's a size queen. and like when my dad bought what was it, a 65-inch TV, and Richard had a 65-inch TV at that time. He turned around that week and went out and bought a 75-inch TV. So we want to get the 95-inch TV. 98-inch TV. It was a 98-inch TV that we wanted to get and see if you could go find one that was bigger.
Nice.
I think mine's 65, and I need a bigger one.
Yeah, I got a 40 in my office. So.
Well, I don't mind getting a bigger TV for the living room. If we get a bigger TV for the living room, that means that a 65-inch TV will come out here to my garage.
Yeah, there you go.
Who made that TV?
What brand is the TV in the living room? Do you remember?
Samsung.
So yeah.
But the 98-inch one was the Samsung.
Oh no! Who made the 98-inch TV? I don't remember. It's at Micro Center. You can look it up.
Chinese.
Have fun looking at it. You imagine
it was. It was an 8K TV, but you know, not a lot of 8K content out there. But still, could you imagine 4K, 120 hertz?
No.
Right.
Or even 4K, 60 hertz. Jackie says, imagine a hockey game on it.
Yeah.
Oh, we can watch the Penguins not make the playoffs in high definition.
I wish you could get big. I wish you could buy dumb TVs.
Yeah.
Save money and buy a dumb TV? Yeah, I kind of wish you could, too. Because I'm always going to hook something up to the TV.
Yeah, me too.
Right.
Because the TV goes out of date, it's underpowered.
But I think that the whole thing is with the smart TVs is the smart stuff in them is super cheap.
Yeah.
I have every TV I have is a Roku, and I have no problems with them. They work great. I like the Roku the best because I can use the Roku remote on my phone. Redirect the audio to my ears. It's like that is awesome.
Every TV I own is a Sony Bravia, and I've been very happy with those over the years.
We have the one TV that we actually use as a smart TV, and while I do use the remote function on my phone for the Roku bit, I have not used the audio bit to pipe the sound through my phone into my ears, so it doesn't disturb my wife. Because if I go to my bedroom, I'm planning on doing one of two things, and one of them is sleeping.
Right. Yep. I can do that with the TV, and we have an in there too, but the light from the TV would bother my wife.
Exactly. So I'm not going to watch TV at 2 a.m. and
if I want to watch the light bother my bed, wife. Yeah, if I want to watch something in my bed, that's what my iPad's for.
And for my wife, if she wants to turn the TV on at full volume, she knows it's not going to wake me up once I'm out.
Right.
She might be watching TV at 2 a.m. Right. I would never know.
So I'm still...
But yeah, I'm enjoying the Steam Deck. I've had it hooked up to a lower quality TV for a little while.
Too, so.
I keep earbud in one ear. I'm too paranoid for the other one.
Right. I'm still waiting for my tax refund before I get me... Well, my birthday's coming up here in less than a month now.
It's
time for me to get something.
I got to get Tala a phone before her birthday.
Ooh.
What are you going to get her?
It's probably not going to be an expensive phone. It's either going to be the OnePlus, one of the Nords, or it's going to be the Moto G 5G, either the Stylus. Although, is the Stylus only on Verizon, or can you get that on T-Mobile?
We ask you to not know.
But either one of the Moto G Edge 5Gs or one of the OnePlus Nords, which is what her siblings have.
Which phone were you thinking of?
The Moto G Stylus 5G.
Okay, because I'm looking at their website now. I don't see that.
Well, I know they have the Moto Edge.
Samsung. Yeah, and when I go first into 5G phones on their website, it goes first immediately to Samsung. Then you have to click down in to go to the next of them.
Well, if they still have it, T-Mobile has this like kind of awesome deal where you can either get the Nord or the Moto G by trading in a phone, and you get it for free.
Moto G Stylus 5G 2023 version is available.
If she wants a larger phone, that's what she'll get, but I'm going to ask her before I do that because she's got tiny hands.
Right.
Because she's a midget.
She's a midget?
I live with midgets. I'm surrounded by midgets.
That's two. That's only $299 too. That's a decent little phone for that.
Yeah, but like I said, you can get it for free if you trade in a phone, or at least that's they've had that deal now for a couple of years. So
looks like it. Yeah.
I'll bring in one from the pile of phones that I'm not using that are, you know, 4G, 3G, whatever. Note, and
your old Note 10 Plus.
No, I already traded that in. I traded in the Note 10 Plus for the S24 Ultra.
There you go.
But I got S7s. I traded in the S3. But I have some old LGs also sitting around. I have phones I can trade in. That's not a concern.
I still have my Z Force. I like that phone.
Or we can trade in her S7 because, yeah, it doesn't do 5G and it's really getting old now.
Yep. Hey, I saw an interesting story about Linux this week.
What's that?
Guess how much of the desktop share that Linux now has.
Oh, wait, 2.4? I think I saw that story, but I didn't read it.
4%.
4%?
Yeah. Yeah.
Of the desktop market?
Yep.
Steam Deck push us over the edge or what?
Probably.
Thanks to Joe buying it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't think, you know, like, well, and here's the other thing, too, though. Linux was really one, the desktop wars, because when you think about it, see, Chromebook currently has 2%. Android is the leading mobile phone operating system in the world, not in the U.S., but in the world, Android is it. Android runs the Linux kernel, folks, so, yeah.
Linux is here to stay. It's not going anywhere.
Yes, it is. It is. It's not the one thing that with Linux that is not seeing what we saw in like the early 2000s is advancements of the desktop. It seems like they're stuck.
I expect that we will get a much larger market share once Microsoft comes out with their monthly service for Windows, where you have to pay each month to use your own computer.
They got the Windows 365.
Yeah, I'm talking about the operating system.
Right, but they have a cloud-hosted version of the Windows desktop called Windows 365.
Crazy talk. So I'll be 58 this year, and I'm gotten so old that I think the desktop. I think the desktop doesn't need any more evolution.
It has now been proven that you do not legally own any of your software. Thank you, Nintendo. You all heard what happened with Yuzu, right?
2.4 million, baby.
Settled out of court, yeah. So there is no court precedent. But they had to pay $2.4 million, and they had to come out and say that their software was mainly used for piracy.
Nice.
What is this? Whose software?
Yuzu is a Nintendo Switch emulator.
Okay.
So they were actually getting money. Like, they had monthly donations being made to them, and they were selling, like, a support tier or something. I don't know. But,
that's where they messed up.
And what pissed Nintendo off was they had a game that leaked, and people were using Yuzu to play that game. It was one of the most played games there for a few days, and Nintendo got none of the money. So they're like, yeah, we tolerated you before. Yeah. Now, not so much.
Yeah.
And Nintendo being the corporation that they are, their plan was just to take these guys to court and tie them up in litigation until they were completely broke and gone anyway. So I guess Yuzu just decided to skip the middleman.
Wow. Now, did they still walk away with a chunk of money?
I doubt it. they had to pay $2.4 million. So.
Yeah, I know. I know they had to, but I'm like, damn, that's a lot of money. Did they make $2.4 million on this thing?
Maybe over the entire time that they were collecting donations, because they were getting like, I don't know how many thousands of dollars a month.
You think Nintendo lost more than that?
No, but Nintendo's complaint was that they were making money using Nintendo stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Stuff that they'd already taken a hit on since it leaked.
Well, they weren't complaining specifically about that one game. It was a part of the court case, but they were complaining about the entire Yuzu being set up for people to illegally get games. Even though Yuzu was encouraging people to, you know, get their own BIOS and get their own ROMs, which falls within the law because people are allowed to back up their own stuff. Nintendo's response to that was, your stuff is being used to pirate, and you created it to pirate, and it's costing us money, and you're doing this illegally.
Yeah.
Or at least that's my understanding of it. Maybe I'm completely wrong.
And along similar lines to Apple released iOS 17.4 and iPadOS 17.4. And a big thing in that is now Apple in the EU can have alternative app stores.
Must allow.
They must allow it in the EU.
And so they had done that a couple of months ago, but the whole thing was is, while they were allowed to be on there, they still ended up, you know, paying a crap ton of money to Apple.
Yeah.
And the end deal kind of didn't really still favor these independent app stores.
Yep. I don't know if that's still the case, but I mean, it's even Google's starting to do that kind of crazy stuff. Like, I wanted to buy a book on my phone, a Kindle book, right?
Yeah, good luck there, huh?
Well, you can't buy it in the app, but you can in the browser because right. Google. Yeah. So.
But you have to be careful because if you try and buy it in the browser and you have the Amazon app installed, then it wants to pull up the Amazon app.
Right.
And that
it forces
let you buy
back
it.
To the.
Yeah.
Well, I had no problem with it, but it still sucks. You know,
it does. It's a pain in the ass.
Yep.
Because
I was able to
Google wants
to buy
take
the book
their cut, and Amazon doesn't
yeah,
want to give
right.
it to them.
That's right. Amazon, actually, there was another Amazon App Store thing. Amazon's killing the one on Windows 11. Which, go for it. I never used it on Windows 11.
You can run Android apps on Windows?
I guess. I don't know. I've never tried it.
Isn't there a version of Bluedio on Windows?
There is, I think. I don't know. It doesn't matter to me. I never used it. I did try the App Store on the Android phones, and I do have a Fire tablet, which I don't use anymore. Because it's
yeah,
so damn
I have
awful.
A couple of Fire tablets sitting around. Some of them
they're
are pretty
awful.
Good. Some of them are pretty garbage.
Yeah,
they're
one I have is garbage.
Tables.
Yeah, that's about it. Yeah. I mean, I think part of their problem is Amazon has not learned what Samsung and all the other Android phone makers have learned that. You got to, if you're going to put a custom interface on it, it should not be bloated.
Well, yeah. Only want their stuff to be able to, you know, read books from.
Right. Or watch Amazon Prime
read,
stuff.
Read their books from.
Right. Anyway.
I got a question for y'all. I know I've mentioned this before. I use a spreadsheet for budgeting. Did any of y'all use any Linux financial apps?
Like GNU Cash?
Yeah,
remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
I haven't used anything in a long time.
Nope.
I did use my what was a KDE one?
K my money.
K my money.
Yeah, I've played with those and tried to use them, and that's that double entry stuff, and you know I just didn't like it. But I found a program this week and I installed it, and I like the way it works. But it's called actualbudget.org is the website, and you install an actual server. But it's really about monthly budgeting. But the guy just opened it. He tried to make a business out of it a couple of years ago and couldn't. But he open sourced it last year, and it runs pretty good. It's fast. It's mainly JavaScript. I had to install it with Yarn.
Wow.
What's it called?
Go to actualbudget.org.
Oh, it's not in the AUR?
No.
Get out of here, dude.
Oh, well, I say it's not. It could be.
GNU Cash.
Or maybe an app image for it.
There you go. GNU Cash released 5.5 back in December. It's still doing its thing.
Well, that's great.
Dan, it is in the AUR. You can run the actual server, which I installed with Yarn, or you can do the app image. But it's zero-based budgeting, so it's, you know, whatever you have. And it can reconcile your checkbooks and all that crap, too. But, I mean, you can put in what you got, and then you can put in – it does everything the spreadsheet I'm currently running does, but it's accessible, you know, on multiple machines. It runs as a server.
Will it hook up to your bank and get your statements for you?
Yeah.
Yep.
Was that a yes?
Yes. Yes, it will.
Okay, that's cool.
Oh, wow.
But I thought it was pretty cool. The guy open sourced it when he couldn't make money off of it.
Look at that, mm-hmm. Huh? It's going nowhere. Just take
it. It's amazing that you go that, right?
Nah, everybody wants it. It's like, where were you, mother?
Yeah.
I don't know that he could make money on it. I'm sort of assuming he couldn't. But I don't know how long he tried, but he made a big deal out of going open source with it last year.
And that's how long you've been using it? Or you
no,
just started using
it? I just installed it last week. But it really doesn't do much more than what I'm already doing with my spreadsheet. So.
Oh, you should open source your spreadsheet.
Well, it will do more than my spreadsheet will, but I don't do that stuff anyway.
Right.
Uh-huh. I manually reconcile my checkbook. I don't use a program.
What does your spreadsheet say? Got my check today and just gave it right to my wife, so my balance is still zero?
No.
You see, my wife is the accountant, so.
And I am the accountant. My wife, I made my wife do it for 1 month about 30 years ago, and just in case I died. And she said, just don't die.
All right.
She had no desire to write the bills.
Not even Microsoft makes money anymore. Microsoft money. My wife tried to use that. It didn't work. She went back to an Excel spreadsheet.
Yeah.
Does Quick still make their stuff? Or is it all online now?
Well, I know Intuit bought Mint, and Mint is going away, and it's Credit Karma. It's being rolled into Credit Karma, so I don't know. I think Quicken still exists, and QuickBooks still exists.
Or Credit Karma or Rocket Money.
What software do you guys use to do your taxes?
TurboTax.
I don't know what my wife used. It was a browser-based one, though.
Okay, yeah, because I was thinking about just downloading the stuff from the IRS and then filling it out and get it all done.
I think that's what my wife... We used to use TurboTax. I don't know if we still do that.
Now, this would be the first year I have not done TurboTax in a virtual machine and installed the software on a Windows VM because I finally figured out you can do it on the web.
Yeah. Yeah, it's much easier on the web. I mean, that's what she used, and
I
mean, other than paying whatever filing fee it was,
it's gonna cost $60, $80.
Yeah. Well, that's better than what H&R Block was charging me. So
absolutely.
It was like $300 or something.
Wait, Rapid, didn't TurboTax go free? Like their basic version is free?
Yeah. Anymore.
You just paid a filing charge, right?
Hmm.
I think.
And you can do that from the web?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I think it's free. It's all web-based now.
Mm. Yep.
And they'll still upcharge you on the web for, you know, for some of their stuff.
Oh, yeah. Like
insurance on in case you're audited.
Yeah.
Faster refund?
I don't know about that.
And all that. Yeah. I think you can get like a faster refund. Or like,
yeah.
I think what they'll do, I think the way that it works is they'll front the money.
Yeah.
And
right.
So you get, it's like instant refund, whatever they call it. They'll front the money. It's like, I don't know. I think my bank does that. They're like, oh, your paycheck is about ready to go in on Friday. We'll front the money on Wednesday. And so you have it 2 days earlier.
We'll charge you money to get the money you loaned the government interest free a little earlier.
Right. Yeah.
QT6 came out this week on Arch.
Ooh.
Yeah, it broke my I use two graphical apps, GUI apps, Firefox and Dolphin, and it broke Dolphin.
How did it break Dolphin?
Well, I'm using i3. I'm not running KDE, so that's how I did it. So, but I got it working. You had to use a T6 control panel kind of app. I mean, it's a non-KDE. It's an app to configure to make the QT apps and the GTK apps look the same.
Okay.
And I had to use a new version of that, and it's not perfect. I'm unhappy about that, you know, to the point that I switched to Thunar temporarily.
I hear a lot of unhappiness with you this week, Dave.
I know it. The other thing that happened to me is I wrote a bash script about 4 years ago that uses Rofi, and I can put in a name of a town or an airport code or a region. And from this drop-down list, it'll pull up the Doppler radar for that place from, I think it's radar.weather.gov or something like that. So it's a NOAA site. But they upgraded the site where they host the radar loops, and it broke it. But I got it.
Of course.
Yeah.
There you go.
But it worked for several years. I just had to change the address. It was they sort of hid where they kept the low res loop.
Dave don't want to pay for nothing.
Wait, did you say that's for getting your weather information?
That's for getting radar.
Radar.
Yeah.
Radar. Weather radar.
GIF files of, you know, radar loops, like, you know, Doppler radar.
Weather.
Weather.
See, I do. I pay for radio. Radar Omega is what I use.
I pay for an app on my phone, but if I want it on my desktop,
right?
You know, I just scrape the site and pop it through Rofi or D menu and just pull up what I want.
Put it up on your desktop.
Yeah, it just shows up in a terminal window in MPV, and you know.
Do you have it play a little weather, like a little chirping, like weather bug whenever it updates?
I can't do that though.
Weatherbug. I have Weatherbug on my phone.
The only other thing that's irritating me this week, and just happened today, for some reason on my Debian machines, that app's not reaching deb-multimedia.org anymore, but that's temporary, I'm sure. But other than that, I'm doing good.
Wait, the app's not reaching it, or
you're trying to apt upgrade?
Oh, app. Yeah. You know, I thought you said app. No, that makes what happens. What happened? Did they
the
lose?
Repos,
do you need to update your list?
I don't think so.
Your sort. Wait, what is it called? Update your
sources.
Mirrors. List.
I don't think so. I went to their website, and the website's up, and they've not changed the address that I can tell. And all their mirrors are in foreign countries, so I'm just going to give it a day or two.
They're blocking everybody from South Carolina. They're like, no more. You've had it. We've had enough. Go flavor your suppository somewhere else.
Do podcasting. Yeah. Yep. I'm still waiting to hear what caused Facebook's outage. Was it yesterday? I think it was.
Oh, yeah.
It was a big one, man, because it wasn't just Facebook. It was Facebook, Instagram,
their whole the VR ecosystem, wasn't it?
Yes, yeah, pretty much.
That did everything.
They actually had to announce it on X that they were down.
Yeah. Yeah, on X. Of course, now it's time for people to. I got several people on my Facebook feed. Sharing that message, hello, with officials signed at 8:16 p.m. It was even on TV. Mine really turned blue, blah, blah, blah. I do not authorize Meta, Facebook, or blah, blah. It's like, no, people think that Facebook can use, and they can, all your pictures. And, I mean, that's totally true. They can. But you saying that you don't give them permission doesn't mean they don't have permission. Granted, you know, that would mean you have to actually share pictures on Facebook, but which I do.
That's one thing I not regretted deleting years ago was Facebook or Instagram.
Insta whore is what Instagram has turned into mostly, because that's what I'll get, like a follow from requests from like a girl. She has four pictures and the account just was created today. And it's like, yeah, I don't think so. Goodbye. But, and I don't know, if you guys know, who he is or how important he was, but Bob Heil passed away.
Who?
K9 Bob Heil from Heil Audio, K9 EID, became a silent key back, I think, on the 28th of February.
Spell Heil.
H-E-I-L, just like you think.
What did
he do? The guy, the main guy who was hosting Ham Nation for a while. He died. Before he became a ham radio operator and all that, well, he also did things like the box that Frampton used. What is it? The talker box, I think. He invented that. Lots of microphones and audio equipment. Things of that nature, because he's ham radio operator. Though you can buy Heil microphones and have them work with your radio too. But Ham Nation, in his 70s, I think. Let me see. He might be older than that. He's born in 1940.
Well, he's over 80 then.
Yep, 84. Oh, well, actually, would have been 84. He's 83.
Okay.
Yeah, the talk box, that's what they called it. And he used that for Grateful Dead, I think, or... not Grateful Dead, Frampton, and an audio system for the Grateful Dead. Yeah, he did that, and The Who.
Frampton comes alive. Did Peter Frampton have other albums besides that one?
That's right, man. That's a good question. I don't know. I'm too young for that.
But that's all I ever hear on the radio for Peter Frampton is that Frampton comes alive. Do you feel like I do?
That was a big death for amateur radio, but I think a bigger one will be when Gordon West passes away. Because he's getting up there, too. Gordon and his books are probably responsible for more amateur radio operators than we even know.
Is he responsible for you?
Yeah, actually. That's how I got my technician. I had a book set. At that time, he was selling them at Radio Shack. WB6NOA, so he's still kicking.
Well, it's a bummer.
Yeah, that's what happens when you get older.
How old was he again?
83.
Yeah.
That's how old Bob was.
Well, he left his
also
mark, man.
Famous for the Heil PR40 microphone, too. More podcasters probably use that microphone than need to.
Is that good or bad?
I don't know. Well, it's just funny. Like, I'll see this on with YouTuber setups and stuff like that, too. Well, they'll spend a whole bunch of money, but then they put it on YouTube where it's compressed to hell. And it's like, is all that extra money on audio gear worth it? Or same thing with a podcast. You know, you compress it and make an MP3 file. It's like, I mean, I guess you can do what's the uncompressed audio?
FLAC,
yeah. Podcast and FLAC. That'd be a heavy download. Anyway.
Dave does his podcasting in Wave.
Wave, Bob.
I did. When I stopped, it was Speaks and Og.
Mm-hmm. There you go. No Opus?
I don't think so.
So fuck remember. Opus, right?
Yeah. I saw a news story this week. I guess the reason I saw it is because it involves South Carolina, but the FCC, there were two landlords, one in New Jersey and one in South Carolina, that they had determined that there were people on their property operating pirate radio stations. You know what the fine for that is?
A lot.
A lot.
$2.4 million.
Holy, that's how much? Wait, did they get sued by Nintendo too? Damn, $2.4 million.
That can't be just a bandwidth issue, is it? I mean, there's got to be another reason that they, you know, pirate radio stations are that illegal.
Actually, yeah. There's only so much spectrum. So if a pirate is broadcasting on Spectrum, then it's very likely they could be on Spectrum that's not owned by them.
Yeah, but so, yeah, there's that. But I'm not advocating for pirate radio, but I mean.
Sounds like you are.
it just seems weird to me.
That's a lot of money, man. $2.4 million.
You see, I don't even know why you'd want. I don't even know why you'd want to do that because it's so easy to just make a podcast or just to stream.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I use Icecast and anything right. That I want to listen to outside the house. There's one thing in particular that I stream that just for me outside the house using Icecast.
I also, since my wife wants it in the cars, I have Sirius satellite radio. About the only time I ever use it is if I'm listening to music while I'm driving on a trip. 90% of the time, I'm just playing what's on my phone. Podcasts or YouTube music. That's the fact that's doing YouTube music on the way home from church earlier. So,
but if you operate in a pirate radio station out of an apartment, it's the guy that owns the apartment that gets fined. It's not the it's not initially the guy that's operating.
Ooh,
that sounds stupid.
It does.
Yeah.
Well, poor guy.
It says the two notices were intended to provide each property owner a chance to remedy the situation before they issued a fine.
Yeah.
The broadcast continued. The FCC said the property owners could be penalized under $2.4 million in reoccurring fines.
Well, I thought, okay, that makes sense then. I was like, you know, they just show up and hand the property owner he was given the opportunity to rectify this.
Yeah.
Or they were, and they didn't do a damn thing.
Figure out who's got an antenna and tell them to stop.
That's crazy.
Said last year the FCC sent out three sweeping fines and sent more than 40 letters concerning illegal pirate radio stations.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, I'm sure they know it all the time.
Wait, didn't we know somebody or something, or talk to somebody that was doing a pirate radio station a while ago? I forget who that was. Like, I don't know what is the appeal?
The one in Greenville, South Carolina, was a Spanish language radio station that had been active for the past 3 years, but it was a pirate station. So it took them 3 years to stop it.
Damn.
No, I misread that. The bandwidth address for the 87.9 FM, that was being used by a Spanish language radio station. So whoever was pirating that was interfering.
Oh, was blocking it, right?
Yeah.
That's why, like, there's a GMRS is probably one of the most frequently pirated, GMRS. If you buy those radios, there's radios out there that have both FRS in which is license free, and GMRS, which is not license free. But you can go out to the store and buy those. So that, and they probably are inadvertently using GMRS when they shouldn't be. You have to pay, like, it's not expensive. You pay a fee to the FCC and you get GMRS license, and which means you get a call sign. Their call signs are a little bit formatted a little different than ours are. But Spectrum is serious business, and that's why the ARRL exists for the defense of the amateur radio spectrum. So, although I've been a member off and on of that. I probably should re-up, but yeah, it's one of those ones that I do respect people who want to pay for that. There's a lot of people that that don't think the ARRL is doing a good job, or they think it's a waste of their money. But you know, whatever, you know, I will still support them whenever I do. The biggest things that you get with that as side benefits is you can't get discount on insurance on your radios. You get a word in Congress because they're lobbying for your rights in Congress, and various awards and stuff that are supported through the ARRL, like Work All States and the DXCC, which DXCC is 100 countries. Work All States is working all a station in all 50 states. So I am not nowhere close to on any of those. So I just have fun playing with it. But
Wikipedia's got a really good page on pirate radio. It's a good read.
It says don't do it.
It says all kind of stuff.
Don't get caught.
Yeah, there's actually a movie I think I'm going to try to watch. It's in The Boat That Rocked. It's Nick Frost, Bill Nighy, and Philip Seymour Hoffman about a pirate radio station in the 60s in England.
I think that's how Adam Curry got started in the Netherlands, I think.
Yeah, that was the famous one in the Netherlands, Radio REM. It was off the coast, and the government dismantled that one.
Yep, yep, yep.
That was in the early 60s.
Pirate radio. You going to start up your own pirate radio, Dave?
I don't think so. I don't think the missus would look too kindly on a $2.4 million fine.
No, I don't think so.
You got that in your retirement fund, man. Don't let him control you, Dave.
Joe, did you still have some Shiba Inu earlier this week?
Yeah, and I did earlier this week, and then it shot up.
And I sold
all of it, but like $50 worth, so I made all my money back.
There you go.
Yeah, and it did bounce up and down a couple other times in that, but I probably sold at the right time. I mean, even if it like shoots to the roof, I'm still happy. But
yeah, I only had like $4 or $5 in there, and then I made like
I had a lot more than that. But anyways, I did make my money that I put into it back, and that's currently earning like 5% interest on Coinbase. But it's still, you know, only like 700 or something, so.
Yeah. Yeah, Shiba Inu earlier, yeah, one day ago. So one day ago? No, it was a couple days ago when it really shot up. But yeah, I don't have any now. I got rid of mine. I sold it and I used the money for buying some more coffee from Viking Coffee. I got some Send It Blend. I think it's a dark roast. Oh, and my cold brewer shattered. Well, it didn't shatter. It cracked when I the opposite problem. Had it in
he
my
used
fridge
it as
and
a suppository.
Little bit that was in the bottom froze. No. The bottom of what little was in the bottom froze. So I took it out and was getting ready to clean it so I could do another load and it cracked. So the new one I bought is the Vinci Cold Brewer. And it's not made out of glass like my other one. It's made out of plastic. So, BPA-free, of course. And I actually like better than the other one I had. It makes a cleaner cup of cold brew coffee. But of course, that's why I had to buy more coffee beans. So,
what happens?
Yeah, I have leavings.
Oh.
What happens okay. What?
No, I'm just curious.
Yeah, well, because the filter, it's going to depend on your grinder, how good your grinder is. But even if you have a really good grinder, you're still going to have some that gets through the filter. So, because the filters are reusable filters, they're not paper filters. Now, like Joe uses, those filter bags that you can buy. And a
pitcher. Well, yeah, for my cold brew, I do use the filter bags and then just, you know, whatever large container is available.
And you can make much more than I can, so. Mine's like 1.4 liters, I think.
Yeah.
It wasn't expensive, though, so. I think it was like $20, so. One of these days I want to get a real espresso machine, but I don't want to get a cheap one either, because I want a good one. And Dan doesn't drink coffee.
Nor do I.
Send him all the hell.
Not at all?
I don't. I drink the heck out of black tea, but I don't drink any coffee.
And sweet tea?
I drink it about half and half. I can drink it unsweet.
Yeah, South Carolina sweet tea is really freaking sweet.
Yeah, it's too sweet for me. I started watering mine down or diluting it with unsweet.
I'm sorry. First off, Joel, it's just tea. If you don't want it sweet, you ask for unsweet tea, right, Dave? That's the way it is.
That's right. Well, what I don't like is having to tell people when I go to a restaurant, I don't want any lemon in my tea. Now, at restaurants, yeah, they actually put a physical lemon in it, but you can't go to a gas station, convenience store, and get a tea and be guaranteed there's no lemon in it. I can't stand it when they put lemon in it.
It's probably Lipton with the lemon in it.
Oh, that's nasty.
Wait, they flavor it with lemon or they put a lemon in it?
Well, at restaurants, they put a lemon in it.
I
don't even want that. But if you go to a gas station and you get a tea, there's a good chance it's going to have some lemon flavor in it.
Is it like out of a
or gold
a dispenser that you're getting the tea?
I'm talking about like a bottle. A bottle of tea.
Oh. Okay. I see. You don't like tea? You don't like lemon?
No. I like lemonade, but I don't want my tea.
I like lemon in my tea.
Adulterated. I don't want my tea adulterated with
lemon. What about Arnold Palmer with the half and half?
No, yeah, those are good.
That's even worse.
Wait a minute. When you say you like half and half, I assume that you were saying you like half tea, half lemonade.
No, half tea, half sweet tea, half unsweet tea.
Oh, is that a Greenville half and half?
That's what I call it. I say half sweet, half unsweet.
It must be a Greenville half and half because nobody else in the world calls it that.
Right.
Half and half is also lager and stout.
What is a chili dog to you?
That's it right chili. There, a chili dog.
Is there a weenie in there too?
Yeah.
Well, yes, there's a hot dog with chili on it.
Exactly. See, my wife will argue with me and say a chili dog is just chili. And I'm like, no.
What?
No.
No, that's wait, like a chili
no,
sandwich.
No, no, no.
Yeah.
Is that like chili in a hot dog now, roll?
Yes.
It's debatable if that chili should contain beans or not. I know Joe will say no beans.
No, I wouldn't.
I've never had a hot dog, a chili dog with
and
beans.
You got to remember, I'm not originally from Texas. It weirds me out sometimes that people eat chili without beans and call that, you know, the only way to eat chili.
Chili, right.
Wait, who eats a chili dog with beans in it?
I do.
That seems weird. No peppers.
I rarely ever eat a chili dog. To me, a hot dog is mustard, hot sauce, sauerkraut, and jalapenos. No chili.
Okay.
But I have put chili on a hot dog before, chili without beans, but I've also added pork and beans out of a can. Heated up pork and beans on top of that, which is delicious. But I'm
wait,
not a
chili dog with pork and beans on it?
Yes. I'm not a fan of baked beans. I don't want brown sugar or molasses in it, but pork and beans, just beans and pork, that's good.
With a tomato sauce?
I think so. Maybe it's whatever you can.
And that's one thing I don't understand with folks in the UK with the baked beans on toast.
I love beans, man. I'll have them anyway.
Oh yeah, I would eat baked beans on toast.
You don't. You just said you don't like
baked
beans.
Not baked beans. Pork and beans. I'm sorry.
All right. Yeah, you better clarify that. How could you not like the beans? They're so good.
They're too sweet.
The smoky ones are good, man. Like Bush's baked beans. Mm.
Nah. My whole family loves them, but I don't.
You don't like sweet things.
It puts some bacon.
You're a bitter man,
too.
Dave,
I don't like.
You?
I don't like sweet and savory at the same time.
Or there's a local barbecue place up here called City Barbecue. Well, they are local because that's what they started here. But they make baked beans with pieces of brisket in it, and it's delicious. Delicious.
Dave doesn't like barbecue.
Oh, I do.
The only barbecue he likes
mustard.
Is the ends. That's it.
I like brisket. I like barbecue. I like hot gut sausage. I love barbecue. Ash, chopped butt, all that.
Chop
ash. What the hell is ash?
Hash.
Oh, hash. I thought you said ash. I'm like, no. I think they went a little too hot on that barbecue day.
We talked right. about hash before.
Yeah, yep. Okay, yes. Wait, what is your hash Scrapple. Again?
I don't make it. I just eat it. I can't tell you.
Yeah, potatoes in it, right? Potatoes?
I think.
Corned beef hash is what I always would hear of.
Oh, that's good
with
too.
That's corned beef with mash with a cube potatoes in it. That's what that is. Corned beef is delicious.
It is.
Well, man, I love smoke of corned beef. Oh, that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's so good.
Tonight I did shredded beef tostadas. I did it with my crock pot, a couple pieces of flank steak, 4 cups of water, garlic, and onion. And because I think it needed something else the first time I made it, I got a big container of taco seasoning, and I sprinkled some of that in there. Let me tell you, that was tasty. In fact, there's still meat downstairs.
Quarter pound of meat in your mouth?
I already did that. I got hot dogs in the fridge too. Those hot dogs too. Nathan's quarter pounders.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh my goodness, it's closing time.
Getting late, man.
It is.
Yeah.
Sorry, I got lost doing my taxes.
I'm doing mine this weekend.
Looks like someone else is getting a steam.
Mine are done.
Well, I'm really glad that I upped the amount that I pay every month in taxes, because I ended up owing money last year, and I really didn't want to end up owing money this year.
So you're getting a little bit back?
I'm getting a bit back.
Time to get your wife a Steam Deck and you a Switch, right?
No, I already did that.
No, you got yourself a Steam Deck and your wife a Switch.
Oh, yeah, I'm not getting her a Steam Deck. She wouldn't like a Steam Deck.
Get her the Atari 50th anniversary cartridge for the Switch.
No, nobody wants that.
I do. I like it. It's good. Well, it's a good cartridge.
She's really liking the Batman games, and we were able to pick up that new. And we got her the gift card because a $10 gift card because Borderlands collection was on sale.
The online part. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and that got her all the DLCs and everything, except for one of the DLCs, which doesn't come with any of the packages. So.
She gonna play the Zelda games?
I don't know. I don't think she's all that interested.
Oh, they're so good.
In the Zelda games?
No. I have 8 Zelda.
Nice.
So.
Arkham Asylum, I think, is one of the first games that I completed every
here,
side.
Here, I will. I she wants to talk to you guys now.
Oh.
She giving me hell about my Nintendo Switch.
Who's giving you hell?
I don't know. I thought you guys were giving him hell because I'm old.
No, I was just saying if you're gonna get the Zelda games because they were really good.
I had an ex-boyfriend before I ever met Joe that would play nothing but Zelda and didn't have the idea of, you know, hey, go home, because his mom would let him play games at his house. Mm-hmm. And so I think I slept through most of the Zelda games, and he didn't have a tendency to turn down the volume or anything. So I have this absolute hate of Zelda.
Oh, that's a shame.
Oh,
the new ones.
He would just come over and borrow. Well, he would come over and he would borrow my Super Nintendo. And he would just sit there and play and play and play. And I had to get college work done, and I still had to work, and I needed sleep. And I'd literally come back, and he'd still be doing the same thing of playing Zelda.
Dude.
So I'm not a fan of Zelda. Yeah, I'm not a fan of Zelda or Final Fantasy for both of those reasons.
His loss, though.
So, no, I got the... I'm getting back some of the games that I already own. I just can't get my Xbox 360 to play them anymore, and it's getting hard to find parts.
Yeah.
And I like that I can put that on the TV and I can play sitting down and play on the TV at the same time if I want to, or I can have the handheld.
Yeah, that's like nice. Mine.
But for me, it's a lot. I'm not as techy as y'all.
Mm-hmm.
I like some simplicity here, and right now I've got the Batman trilogy, which is Arkham, Arkham Asylum, Arkham City, and Arkham Knight. And then I have Borderlands, Borderlands 2, and the pre-sequel, plus a good chunk of the DLC.
That's cool. I liked the Batman games. They were great. Yeah,
they were.
They were a lot of fun.
Well, on my list, I got Ghost Runner I want to get. And then Doom 3.
Doom 3 is good.
And then I want to get Skyrim again because I have logged so many hours of Skyrim.
I love Skyrim.
I didn't hear Dark Souls on there.
That's Joe was telling me about that. He said I might like that one too.
I love that game.
That's a hard game.
How dare you, Dave?
Well, I'm not into a lot of multiplayer. It's for me, it's to put stuff that I'm overthinking on the back burner and play my way why I overthink other things, but it's not right up front. So I enjoy not being having to talk to other people. I get to puzzle my way through things.
Put your headphones on and forget it.
Yes, for me, that's how it is. That's what video gaming is for me. And I saw that they have the Disney collection that I had on the Pi, and then the what I had on my Super Nintendo and my 64. You can tell I've been playing a while, right?
Do you have the subscription service then, too, for the... what is it called? The... like a certain amount of money you pay and you get like a bunch of free games for their old like there's NES games and SNES and Nintendo 64 games.
I've had it now about 3 days.
Okay.
So I'm still learning the ins and outs, and I haven't even got the docking station put in because we were going to put it upstairs so I can keep an eye on it because I still have a teenager in the house that likes tech. I don't think he would purposely do something, but he also has ADHD and he doesn't always look before he leaps. So he may be all excited about it and not think about it, and then I'd be like, I don't want to kill him. Because me and him have already had fights about him taking off with some of my Nintendo or my Xbox 360 games, and they come back in worse condition. I'm like, you do realize I can't get some of these anymore. And then his grandfather gave him an Xbox One, and he has a PS4. Is it PS4 or PS5?
What,
Dad? Yeah, the one that JC. Yeah, your dad gave JC.
Oh, that was an Xbox One.
Xbox One.
No, he gave JoJo an Xbox 360. We got that Xbox One from Jack.
Yeah, okay. So he has an Xbox 360, an Xbox One, and then he has...
PS3. I got it.
And that's set up in his... He just hasn't had time to play in a while. But next week is spring break, so I assume he will be glued. So, yeah, I'm like all the major school districts out here and the college are all going on spring break next week.
Yeah, it's a mix between this week and next week around here. Jeez, they added a lot of games on the... It's the Nintendo Online, I think is what it's called.
But as I said, I only saw that they had... It was like $20 brand new, and it had the... In Aladdin, the Lion King, and the... which one else was it?
Last one looked like over this game.
It's got like three games that I played out a lot as a teenager, and my daughters had a hard time playing on the Pi. They had a hard time using the old Super Nintendo controllers. It was fun to kick their butt playing Mario Kart. They're like, we need the joysticks, and I'm like, there is no such thing as a joystick. So, yeah, So that's what I've been doing, and then we had a Super Tuesday in Texas.
Yeah, we had that yesterday.
We took us an hour and a half to go vote.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, Dave.
What?
They got Blast Corps for Nintendo 64 on Nintendo Online. That itself is a fantastic game. Holy crap, I gotta pull that now.
Yep. I remember that one.
My 64 was GoldenEye and Star Fox.
They have both of those, too. You can get them on the Switch, too. With that Nintendo Switch Online thing.
Okay. Might be something to look at. I was just... my thing is I wanted... Sometimes I just want some simplicity. Because you realize I have Joe in this tech, and I'm just like, this is too many steps for me to remember.
What do you... The cartridges I bought, I have the Atari 50th anniversary cartridge, which is very fun. Namco Arcade Classics.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's an Atari or Activision one that I got, too, for the 2600 on the Switch.
Yeah, I saw the Atari Classics. It's got like 100-something games on it.
Yeah, all old school, you know, across all the different systems they had. Yep.
I never played Blast Corps.
Blast Corps? Oh, you probably like it.
I think there's a Lego version. Was there an original Blast Corps?
No, wait, so Blast Corps was this game where a stupid premise, right? There's this nuclear bomb that they have to transport from one end of the country to the other on this train that can't stop or it's going to explode. And so you get a series of vehicles along the train path where you just have to destroy everything in the way of the train so it can get through. And it's just like this crazy game like that. It's just using vehicles and that have different capabilities and destroying houses and all sorts of obstacles in your path. Then, like, you get these bonus levels where you go off into outer space and you have to destroy everything, like, on the moon in different gravity situations with the vehicles. It's a wild game.
That was fun.
It was. I loved it. And I've always wanted to play it again because I haven't played it since, like, what? Holy crap, the 90s? Or when did this, Nintendo 64 came out in the 90s, I think. 90s, I don't know, I forget what game.
1996?
It's just,
1996, I got mine in 97 when we got married. Yep.
Well,
that's why we
wrap
got
up
each other
show.
Nintendo Switches for our anniversary. Yes, we do.
Yeah.
But
so, yeah,
one,
keep playing that Nintendo
word,
Switch. There's a lot of great games on it.
She already left.
Yes. Oh, she left.
Oh.
Has anyone tried the cheetza yet? The KFC cheetza.
Taco Bell.
No. No, it's a chicken breast with marinara cheese and pepperoni on it.
That doesn't sound good.
Basically I know, right? It's like a different version of the Double Down almost. Anywho, I guess it would be, well, I wouldn't say it would be low carb because of the crust on the chicken, but. Anywho. Yeah, I have it. It's just too gross for me to even think about. So I'm like, why do that when I can have real pizza? So. Cool. All right. We'll see you guys next week.
Please.
Okie dokie.
Yep.
Here are your promos and the outros.
Oh my God. It's Hacker
Public Radio. Hacker Public Radio is a daily podcast by the hacker community for the hacker community. If you're interested in technology, creative thinking, hacking, Linux, or any kind of computer, that kind of stuff, you should listen to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.com.
So we can paint anything we want?
Anything at all.
How about if I paint your fine ass? Mm, yeah, with my tongue brush. Shut up. Just shut up.
Daddy has a gun!
It's over.
Well, you were making egg food in the kitchen. I was in the dining room having sushi.
Yeah, I just checked.
I will say that if Shiba Inu drops like really low again, I'll dump some of what I have sitting on Coinbase into it and see if it comes back up again.
Which would be smart, yeah. That one seems to be going up more often than Bitcoin does, for sure.
Well, just in the last few days, and with Elon talking about, you know, sending out more coin memes again, that's what sent it up in the first place, and then it leveled out, so we shall see if it drops.
All I know is I logged in there and I had almost $30 when I used to have like five.
Right.
So I'm like,
right. Yeah, mine was a nice jump. It went from like 200 something and up to like 1,000, so
wow.
Yeah.
Good call. All right, gentlemen. We'll see you later.
Yeah, I got to get to. Talk to y'all next week.
David.
Hey.
You're the one.
How you doing?
You make bath time so much fun. Thanks, Dave. How you doing, buddy?
Good.
That's great. Welcome to March.
Yeah.
Wait. What's today's date?
March. The 6th.
Yeah, okay. I was going to say, last week it was the 28th, I believe. Yes. So we were still in February last week.
Yep.
Excellent. What did I do wrong here? Do you know what episode this is this week?
1042.
Well, you got the page up there or something?
Wait. Nope.
Wow, you good. Where's everybody?
I got no idea.
I'm sorry I was a little late there.
That's all right.
I blame my wife.
Might as well.
Yeah, you got to blame somebody, and I can't take responsibility for my own actions. Oh, how's your family doing?
Everybody's doing good.
I'm glad to hear that.
You and yours as well as... Good as well.
Family's doing great. The weather's awful.
Yeah, it is that.
It's warm, but it's like it's just been downpours. My basement's turning into a little swimming pool down here. Yeah. Oh my goodness. Oh, David. Have I got stuff for you? Oh. Did you have yourself something different from Taco Bell than a bean burrito?
Not yet.
What are you waiting for?
Not all day.
Ooh. I gotta update some of these machines. I only use them for the show, a couple of them, and it's like, if they're working fine, what's the point of updating them, right?
Yeah.
I still should. Once you get a little too far out of date from, you know, sometimes it becomes a pain in the ass.
I update multiple times a day.
Is that what you do on you're retired now? You just arrow?
I did it remotely when I was working. I did it all the time. I SSH'd into my home servers from work for years.
You know, that is something that you take for granted. Like, it's been like that since the 90s, and it's like most people don't do that or even have that capability or even know they could do that.
That's isn't weird.
It, isn't that amazing?
Oh. Yeah. I did it for years and years. I mean, I did it since the 90s. But there was probably about a two-month period where I stopped doing it because this guy in IT got fired for accessing an illegal network. And I assumed that meant he was SSHing it through his home server. So I stopped. But then I figured, well, you know what? I bet that wasn't it. So I started back.
What?
Yeah,
did you ever find out what he was accessing?
Nah. Yeah, it was one of the first things I did every morning was fire up PuTTY and connect my servers, attach TMUX sessions, and just throughout the day, update occasionally, check IRC.
Oh. Well, is there any emails from people? I don't see anything. Well, Joel's probably at some kind of church function.
I don't remember anybody saying they weren't going to be here.
Right. All right. Well, we don't need them. They're just holding us back all the time.
Exactly.
All right. I don't like the smell of this kitty litter that we have. It works great. What?
What kind you got?
It is, I have the box down here, and of course it's blocked and I can't see it. Hold on one second. What was that? Oh. Man, I heard something fall, Dave. I don't know. Oh, it was my CDs.
Oh, no.
Fell right into the rainwater. It's just what I need, Dave. I'm going to lean over and get bit in the face by a black widow. life in the South, right? Almost South. Yeah. It's called Oko Cat.
Okay.
Oko Cat. It is. Let me see.
It's good cat litter.
Oh, it's really good. Yeah, I'm trying to see what it's made out of.
I don't think it's as good as what we use.
The hell with you, Dave. How do you know?
Because it says right on the bag, world's best cat litter.
No, mine nope. Is saving the planet one litter box at a time.
Where's your moral victory?
It is, it's made from natural wood fiber.
Yeah, ours is too.
And you know what? You know what it is?
We sometimes get the clay one. We don't usually get a wood fiber cat litter.
Well, this stuff works really great. It's light.
It does.
It absorbs. Now, the only problem with it, and it's not really a problem, like 99% of the time it's great. It's the 1%, and that's because we have a cat who has cancer. And so he's got like this awful like feces smell or whatever going on or something.
Cancer crap.
Yeah. And I smell that. And it reminds me of, like, when I smell the kitty litter, the fresh stuff, it reminds my nose of that, and it doesn't smell great. He likes to use the kitty litter down here, I guess, because I smell it a lot. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. Good to see you, Joe. Hear you.
Yeah.
All right. No. I want to start the show. But I'll tell you what, Dave. I made some great meals this week that would have had your suppository spinning in your ass. They were chef's kiss good. They were so good. I'm like crying today.
Don't threaten him with a good time.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness, Dave. We're knocking it out of the park this week. All right. Let's no more waiting for Joel.
Yeah, I'm already here.
Oh, there he is. I didn't even see you sneak in there. All right. Dave says we're at 1,042.